You are now listening to The Social Scene with Jay-Z here at Jay-Z Social Enterprises.
Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I have an amazing guest on the line who is the owner of Tickets and Tours Travel LLC from North Carolina, Daryl Sermons. Hi, Daryl. How are you today?
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for coming on. We're so excited to have you and learn all about your background as a veteran and as a travel agent. So where did you grow up originally?
Well, I grew up in a small town. It's actually in South Georgia, right near the Georgia-Florida border. But I do also claim Central Florida as my home since I lived there for many years. Funny thing about it is the two cities are actually only 3 hours apart.
Wow. So what inspired you to move to Florida?
Just growing up at the Florida border, Florida is exciting.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Georgia is, you know, just Georgia, blah, Georgia. Nothing against it, I know. I love Georgia as well, but Florida is like a vacation destination in itself.
Absolutely. And then you also obviously were in the Army. So what inspired you to become an IT person in the Army?
Well, IT is a very interesting field. So when you're actually choosing your job, I picked something that I wanted to learn more about, you know, because at that point, my background was actually in, you know, social services, if you will. But IT was the up and coming thing, and I wanted to know more about it. And just doing it in the Army was totally exciting because, as you know, in the Army, you don't just do one thing. You know, your job is actually maybe 25% of what you do. You know, you're a war fighter first. And then, of course, I was airborne. So, you know, being a paratrooper, that is just amazing. You know, jumping out of an airplane while in flight. It's actually a song we sing while we're running at 5 o'clock in the morning. But it is an amazing. So it was truly an adventure.
That's really cool. What song was it? Tell us about it.
We call them Jody calls. What we sing while we're running airborne. Ranger, where have you been around the world and back again? And one of the things that it says in the song is, I'm going to jump from an aircraft while in flight.
Wow. So what was it like? I mean, you literally were skydiving pretty much, but it was right. I mean, that's kind of an outlook of how to compare that.
Let's see. Skydiving would be more of a vacation, you know, because of the fact that as an airborne paratrooper, we have so much gear. You're not only jumping out with your parachute, but you have your weapon and then you have your rucksack. So you're jumping with an extra 150 pounds of equipment. So it is work, you know, because you're in the equipment for probably about 5.5 hours before you actually jump.
Wow.
But so it's work, but at the same time, it's exhilarating. I mean, you're doing it for your country. You have a sense of pride, a sense of patriotism.
Now, how do you train for something like that?
To become an airborne, you go to school at Fort Benning, Georgia. The school is 3 weeks long, so they separated into what's been a long time since I was in airborne school. But at that time, it was 3 weeks long. You know, you have your ground week, then you have your tower week, and then you finally have your jump week where you do 5 jumps in 1 week.
That's crazy. That's really crazy. What was that
it
like?
Well, you're teaching, you know, the Army is amazing in itself. Well, all of the military is. But you're teaching your body to do something that's not natural. So you do have to train to do it because, believe me, it is not natural to walk to an open airplane door and go out the door. Your body instantly wants to stop. So you do have to train and realize and trust your equipment because your body wants to stop at that door, and that is completely forbidden. We don't stop. I mean, you're moving, you know, about 60 people out of a door in less than 30 seconds while the plane is moving at a high rate of speed.
Your heart must be like racing as you're
It is the greatest adrenaline rush ever.
That's really, really awesome. Wow, what a great story. So what was your day-to-day like? Like, obviously that was one experience, but what was a daily routine at the airbase?
As an airborne soldier, my first duty station was actually at Fort Bragg in North Carolina, and it's actually known as home of the airborne. So day-to-day life was very structured. each morning started at, 6:30 with formation and then PT, which is physical training. So we're actually in formation at 6:30 saluting the flag. So depending on where you live, your day starts much earlier. Like I live in the next city. So I was up every morning at 4:50 getting ready and driving to the base. And it was exciting, but it's a long day. It really is a long day. You know, military people all over the world do this day in and day out for, 20 plus years. So it's very structured and it's an experience.
Absolutely. Now, they didn't have people that lived there, like on the actual base?
Yes. Most of when you first come into military, most of your young soldiers, privates, especially if you're not married, you're going to stay right there on the base. And then, of course, most of your senior officers that run the base live right there on the base. But once you have some rank or you get married and you have a family, you are allowed to move off base. And many people choose to live off base, just so that, you're in the military environment for work. Sometimes you want to get away and be a part of the community and
Absolutely.
Just not be on the base in that bubble your whole time.
Mm-hmm. Makes complete sense. You just need to learn how to separate work from personal life. It gives you some
Exactly.
clarity too, right?
Absolutely.
Very, very cool background. So how did you decide you wanted to, pursue entrepreneurial work?
There are several great reasons, but one of the main reasons, for me becoming an entrepreneur was my 3-year-old daughter. Remember I said that life in the military was very structured? In my time in the military, I was deployed 4 times away from my family.
Wow.
So even when I was not deployed, we had so much training and field events going on that I was physically home in the U.S., yet I wasn't home.
Right.
But I've always had that entrepreneur mindset. I had my first gig when I was 12 years old. I started my own lawn cutting service with a can of gas and my mother's lawnmower. In addition to that, it was decision time for me in the military. I was at 12 years. So around about 12 years at that reenlistment, you don't reenlist for a 4-year term. You reenlist what they call indefinite. That means you reenlist until, you get at least 20 years and you decide, I want to try to get out, but you have to put in a request and that could be turned down. We had many requests, people who was at 20 years that wanted to get out of the military, but because, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan were going on, they were unable to. So I was at the 12-year mark, and I decided, no, I don't think I want to do 8 more years. I loved my time in the military. I love what I did for my country, but I said there has to be something more for me, and that was a personal choice, so I chose not to reenlist indefinite.
Wow. Very, very interesting. So how did the travel agent position come into play?
The great thing about, travel is it's just appealing. Travel is fun. In my study of travel, I realized that it was the number one global industry in the world. It's the most searched word on the internet. I was like, man, and let's face it, travel is sexy. And who doesn't want to be a part of something that sexy?
Absolutely, right?
Yeah, so travel was exciting. And then the great thing about our company is you're in business for yourself, but you're not in business by yourself because we are a team. Mm-hmm. And I learned, from my military background that a team, it's an acronym. We call a team means together everyone achieves more.
Right.
So I'm a business owner. I own my own travel agency, but it's a travel franchise. And so that means that we have team members that can help you. If I don't know how to book an exotic vacation, for you to go to Brazil, hey, let me just call one of my buddies that's booked Brazil before and he, help me out. So it's still a team concept, even though I'm in business for myself.
Absolutely. That's really fun. So tell us about the coolest vacation you've ever booked for a client.
Actually, it was just about a month ago, if you will. I have a client that is a pharmacy tech for a major company, and she's been booking trips with me for a while now. But she wanted she kept saying, "This is extra special, so I really need this." She wanted to, she went into detail, and I said, "Okay, I'll take care of you." I looked for the best deal, looked for the best resort, for her trip to Hawaii. About 4 days into her trip, she sent me some pictures and everything, and then I realized why it was so special. She got married while she was in Hawaii.
Aw, that's awesome.
Absolutely. And that just meant the world to me, because it meant that she trusted me enough to allow me to plan like one of the greatest moments in her life. And that just spoke volumes to me. And it also gave me affirmation that I really am in the right business, travel.
Yeah, what a rewarding job. Like, that was such a nice thing that you did.
Absolutely. I loved it.
Now, where is one of the coolest places you've ever been?
Oh, that's easy. Jeju Island, South Korea. Have you ever heard of it?
No, tell.
Well, if you have never visited South Korea, then you need to put it on your bucket list. South Korea is truly the hidden gem of Asia, and Jeju Island is the diamond of South Korea. If you travel to South Korea, yeah, I know people want to go to Seoul and go shopping, and that's an experience, and that's a must-do, but you have to get on the plane and go to Jeju Island. It is beautiful. It is gorgeous, and I loved it.
Now, how far is that by flight?
By flight, on the East Coast, you're looking at about 18 hours.
Wow. Yeah, so they don't have a direct flight, right? You'd have to break that up.
No, because most of the time you got to fly out of New York. Your connection, you can fly out of New York or L.A., one of the major airports, and then you're going to land more than likely in Japan somewhere for refueling, then change planes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Really, really cool. I've never heard of that place. All right, audience, that's definitely a place we should research and check out and, go to Daryl to create our tour for us. Right, Daryl?
Exactly.
So let's discuss our sponsored podcast next week, where we're raffling off these awesome vacations.
Yes.
So let's talk about some of the options, some of our guests can have if they send us a selfie. That's all you need to do, right? They got to like our pages and you got to send us your best selfie.
Absolutely. And it could be a selfie on vacation, or it can be a selfie of you holding a sign, say, "Hey, I love Tickets and Tours Travel."
Yeah, right.
That will
That's
work
cool.
too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love that. Love that. Great marketing tactic. So, audience, you definitely got to follow us and make sure to participate, because you can win some fabulous gifts if you participate. Right, Daryl?
Yes. Absolutely.
So, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. Let's discuss how everybody can follow you on all your social media.
I am on Facebook, of course. The website should be tagged here on the podcast. Email is one of the great ways. If you just have a question and you want to email me, it's just Tickets and Tours, both are plural. So ticketsandtours@yahoo.com. And of course, you can reach me by phone, toll free at 800-926-9790. And then, of course, the primary website is ticketsandtourstravel.com. That has the link to book travel, as well as it has a video to learn more about becoming a travel agent. And of course, you can put your information in there and it will send me an email so that I can contact you. And I am on Facebook, facebook.com/TNT travel, and that'll get you to my Facebook page. Please go like me on Facebook. You can post your selfie there in the comment sections. Or just say something nice about Tickets and Tours Travel. And once again, that's facebook.com/TNT travel, and it'll bring you right to my page.
Wonderful. So make sure everyone to follow and participate in our fabulous podcast next week to win some
Absolutely.
Amazing vacations and learn more about Daryl's travel agency. And I want to thank everyone so much for tuning in to The Social Scene with Jay-Z today at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. And of course, Daryl, thanks again for coming on. And stay tuned till next time.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Jay-Z Social Enterprises.